This is the W5BSA repeater. Good evening, folks. QST, this is Marty, WV5Y. It's once again time for another edition of the Houston AmSatNet. This net meets on Tuesdays to discuss topics related to satellites, balloons, and other amateur-related items. This is net number 1632, and it's 8 p.m. Central Time on Tuesday, October 7th, 2025. Which in UTC time is Wednesday, October the 8th, 2025 at 0100. This is a directed net, and all calls should go through net control, and this net is dedicated to Andy McAllister, W5ACM. And thanks to Joe, W5BSA, on the 145.19 repeater here in West Houston. And we're also on the 443.325 repeater in Katy. They both have a PL tone of 123.0. And also links to the 146.7 and its network repeaters. And the AMSAT DMR talk group 98006. YSF Fusion 11689. The All-Star node is 572580 when those connections are working. And then there's also Echolink, and that's at star and sat star. Okay, I will now take any check-ins. Any check-ins come in now.
Whiskey Delta 5, Julian Romeo Delta, 75 JRD, Carl, Jersey Village. Good evening, Marty.
Good evening, Carl. We got Carl, WB5JRD, out there in Jersey Village. You got a good signal tonight. Anybody else out there? How about you, Rob? Okay, well, we'll try to come back here and take another pause for check-ins about halfway through our net, and maybe we'll pick up Herbert, so we'll see. So, let's see, we're going to start here with a little bit of information from the South Texas Balloon Launch Team, and of course they do hold their monthly meeting on the second Wednesday of the month, and that's at 4:30 p.m. here local in a restaurant. And then they have a meeting on the internet, and that, thanks to Walter K5WH, that takes place on k5wh.net/Zoom, and of course that's using the application Zoom. So we appreciate Walter making available for anyone to connect and ask questions or provide comments, check out what's going on there to the South Texas Balloon Launch Team. Okay, it looks like we got a little bit of an update on BLT-160. Walter says, after drifting across the Pacific for several days, BLT-160 is just making it over Hawaii, and this was from Friday, and he says, trying to send us some images. Still well over 45,000 feet. It appears to be right on the edge of a receiving station, so there are a lot of missed packets right now, but it's getting better and better, and there was about a half of an image there, about a half a picture that it copied. They're missing packets here randomly here and there. And you could see there were lots of clouds below with plenty of water, of course. But he says that we should see some of the islands shortly. So we'll be looking for some more updates there from Walter, but we appreciate that info coming from him and for BLT-160. Okay, we got also an update on the SSTV event that's taking place there with from the RS folks and the Russian section. And they have extended the time for the SSTV event until the 9th of October, 2025. So the event's not over. It's still going on, so you can still copy slow scan TV pictures when the ISS comes over, and that's on 145.800 megahertz. Walter says, if you don't have a regular satellite station to get the pictures, just download one of the many cell phone apps for slow scan TV and dial up 145.800 on your HT. Go out in the backyard when the ISS is coming over and just put your cell phone up to your speaker there on the handy talkie, and you should be able to copy some pictures. He says the better the antenna, the better the image, but I suspect you will be plenty surprised just how well this works. And so we appreciate that remark there from Walter, K5WH. Okay, if you would like to call and check into the South Texas Balloon Launch to the Houston AMSAT net, the number is 713-467-9870. You can send an APRS message, as Andy used to like to say, that's to West Virginia 5 Yankee with no dashes and no numbers. Or you can send that email, that's to wv5y@comcast.net. We're changing gears over to here to the AMSAT News Service Bulletins, and this is ANS Bulletin number 278 from this week's editor, Frank Kanoskis in 1UW. The AMSAT News Service Bulletins are a free weekly news and information service of AMSAT, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation. ANS publishes news related to amateur radio in space, including reports on the activities of a worldwide group of amateur radio operators who share an active interest in designing, building, launching, and communicating through analog and digital amateur radio satellites. And the news feed on www.amsat.org publishes news of amateur radio in space as soon as our volunteers can post it. All right, please send any amateur satellite news or reports to ans-editor@amsat.org, or you can sign up for a free email delivery of the AMSAT News Service Bulletins via the ANS list. To join the list, you go to mailman.amsat.org /Pastorius/lists/ans.amsat.org.
CL-123.
Right, the symposium for AMSAT is getting closer. The AMSAT 43rd Space Symposium Banquet Reservations close on Thursday, October the 9th, 2025. Alright, that leaves us with only a couple days left there to make reservations for the banquet. Those planning to attend the banquet at the 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting must have their reservations made no later than Thursday, October the 9th, 2025. The banquet menu offers the following buffet features. You get a tossed garden salad, herb-encrusted chicken breast, grilled salmon with cilantro ginger crust, grilled sirloin with wild mushrooms, rice pilaf, scalloped potatoes, roasted seasonal vegetables, seasonal cheesecake, flourless chocolate cake, and coffee and tea. Keynote speaker for the banquet is Liam Cheney, PMP. Liam is an aerospace consultant and founder of Footstep Aerospace by AG3 LLC, where he supports mission integration, strategy, and business development for the space industry. Over the past decade, he has contributed to the successful launch and deployment of numerous CubeSat missions, including many flown through NASA's CubeSat Launch Initiative, or the CSLI. And he previously served as a mission manager there. And he has helped launch multiple AMSAT-supported missions during his time in NASA, TIVAC, and SRI International. Liam also served as the Launch Services Mission Manager for PreFire, which launched in 2024 on back-to-back Rocket Lab Electron flights to study polar heat loss and improve climate modeling. He holds a master's degree in aerospace engineering from Cal Poly San Luis Obispo, where he authored a thesis on safety standards for CubeSat propulsion systems and contributed to the university's CubeSat program. A member of AMSAT, Liam lives in Kansas City with his wife and two children and enjoys astrophotography and craft coffee. Regrettably, walk-in registrations for the banquet cannot be accepted at the symposium, so get your reservations made now. And you can make your reservation at launch.amsat.org/events. Okay, we want to thank Frank Kanoskis and 1UW AMSAT Board of Directors for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y with the Houston AMSAT Net. Your 2025 AMSAT President's Club coin is waiting, celebrating the 40th anniversary of amateur radio on human spaceflight. You can help support GOF and the Fox Plus projects, and you can join the AMSAT President's Club today and help keep amateur radio in space. And you just go to www.amsat.org/join-v-amsat-presidents-club. Okay, we get the official announcement here that the ARIS-SS TV event runs through October the 20th, 2025. Okay, this is the two different events, but the first one actually has been extended. Let's see, the ARIS team is working towards two short SSTV activations for October 2025. Both of these are expected to start on a Friday and end on the following Monday. And, of course, it didn't end on Monday. It's going until Thursday. The first event is ARIS traditional celebration of the launch of the first artificial Earth satellite in 1957 by the Soviets. The SSTV activation started on Friday, October the 3rd, and will run to the end on Monday, October the 6th. They say that it has been extended till Thursday, October the 9th. SSTV will be paused for a short time, like around 60 minutes, on Saturday, October the 4th, for special student voice contact. The second SSTV campaign is tentatively scheduled to start on Friday, October the 17th, with a short pause, again about an hour, for a special student contact on Saturday, October the 18th, and resume until completion on Monday, October the 20th. But maybe they'll extend that one also. This interval roughly coincides with the International Scouting Jamboree on the Air, or JOTA, and the SSTV image theme is expected to deal with scouting. All right, we always like to hear about scouting there in amateur radio. I know that's how I started. We started a Boy Scout Explorer post here in Houston, dealing with radio communications and amateur radio. And we actually did participate in the Jamboree on the Air. We set up a demonstration station there in the Astro Hall, which was the hall that was connected to the Astrodome. And I remember Craig Davidson and myself, K1BDX, and which is his call sign now, and me going up on the top of the Astro Hall and putting up some antennas. Okay, ARIS expects to offer separate electronic award diplomas for participants who receive at least one image from the campaign and submit it to the SSTV gallery. And they say they basically had to be recognizable pictures. Tentative times for the first event are they show 10-3, 11-2025, 11:40 UTC is the start. Now on 10-4, 10:00 UTC pause for a school event. On 10-4, then 11:00 UTC they resume. And then they were supposed to stop on 10:06. And, of course, that was put off till 10:09. So we want to thank ARIS for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WZ5Y in the Houston AmSatNet. Now we're a couple minutes past, quarter past the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby now and take a look around and see who we've had checking in here through some of our alternate means here, like the Internet Relay Chat System. Okay, first of all, we did talk to Charlie, K5ENG, and a little earlier in the week there. So hope he's still doing good. And let's see, we also have Dale, WD0AKO, and he's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota. And, of course, thanks to him, he does the archiving of the audio for the website. Okay, let's see. We've got Vern, WZORCR. He's out there in Winchville, Missouri. And he transmits our net on 1.860 megahertz, full carrier AM. That's at 5:30 p.m. and 9 p.m. Central Time on Saturdays. So we sure do appreciate Vern putting us on the top band over there. And let's see, we got Kai, N6ZZO. He's out there in McKinleyville, California. And he's one of our podcast listeners. He listens the next day on the podcast. And then he usually calls and checks in. So we sure do appreciate that.
CL123.
All right, from the Internet Relay Chat System, we've got Ken, AK0A, Clay, KG4OZW, Brian, KG4WIJ, Renee, NZ9T, Bob, KAWX, and WAQHB. Got a good evening there from Clay, so we want to say good evening back to Clay and also to Rachie. Okay, off of EchoLink, we have Indoff, N6UTC. Good evening, Indoff. He's out there in Long Beach, California. And then we've got Steve, KA5YFC. Good evening to him. And then Damien, AG9P in Oconto, Wisconsin. And then there's Dave, WB7DRU. He's up there in Howard Lake, Minnesota. And he's been listening to our net for several decades now, including back when we were connected over the landline to the Minneapolis area in Minnesota. Then let's see, we've got Dale, WD0AKO. And he's connected here on EchoLink. So we appreciate that from Dale. And, of course, he's up there in Moorhead, Minnesota, which is just about as far north as Fargo, North Dakota.
W5BSA repeater.
Okay, let's see here. Back on the topic of the AMSAT Symposium, 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium, the speakers list has been announced, and we've got an impressive list of presentations that are scheduled for October the 17th and October the 18th. Okay, the schedule looks like on Friday, October the 17th at 1 p.m. is introduction and announcements. And then the AMSAT president will take over and give them a welcome at 1:05. And at 1:15, there's the Ascent Team Propulsion by Cameron Castillo, KJ5ILB. At 1:45, Jim McCullers, WA4CWI, will be doing Oscar to Off-Tracks. And then at 2:15 p.m., Andrew Robinson, KA3WDW, has Fox Plus Mechanical Layout and Design. And then at 3 p.m., Heimer Thoris Verison, W1ANT, has Extending Command and Control for Golf. All right, and there's a familiar name and call sign and face. At 3:30 p.m., we got Frank Bauer, KA3HDO, who's going to be talking about ARIS. And then Frank Konoskis, N1UW, will be speaking about the youth initiative at 4. And at 4:30, Jim White, WB0E, will be talking about ARDC. And then the lineup of presentations on Saturday, October the 18th, at 8 a.m., by Nerley, Alan Johnston, KU2Y. He's got CubeSat Sim update and a demonstration. And then that'll be sort of continued by Agastya Bose at KJ5MSM at 9 a.m. And then at 9:15 a.m., Larry Ryan, W7VGP, they will also all be talking about CubeSat Sim. Then at 9:30 a.m., Frederick Robb, KK5NOW, has Bridging Orbit in Classroom, SatMogs/CubeSatSim. At 10:15 a.m., Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, has a new use for FOX and MESAT-1 Whole Orbit Data Algorithm. All right, and then Burns Fisher, WB1FJ, keeps going. And then at 10:45 a.m., and he's got telemetry for FOX Plus and the Golf CubeSats. And then Kipton Moravec, AE5IB, takes over at 11:15 a.m. with Golf T Electrical Power Supply, the EPS. And then there's going to be a break for lunch. And then starting at 1 p.m., Jerry Buxton, N0JY, will give engineering and a Golf T update. And then at 2 p.m., Mike Moore, K4MVM, will do a FOX Plus update. And then the AMSAT president will take back over at 2:30 p.m., and there will be the annual general meeting. And all times are Mountain Standard Time, UTC minus 7. Okay, so we'll have to make a little adjustments there. That's Arizona. And Arizona does not observe Daylight Savings Time. Presentations will be live streamed on AMSAT's YouTube channel, recorded and made available for viewing at a later time. You can view the complete symposium schedule at www.amsat.org/43rd-amsat-space-symposium-and-annual-general-meeting. And we want to thank Frank Kanoskis, N1UW, AMSAT Board of Directors, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV, the Houston AMSATnet. Looks like four United States schools and organizations have moved forward in the ARIS selection process. Amateur Radio on the International Space Station, or ARIS, is pleased to announce the U.S. schools and host organizations newly selected for 2026 ARIS contacts. A total of four of the submitted proposals during the recent proposal window have been accepted to move forward in the processes of planning to host a scheduled amateur radio contact with the crew on the International Space Station. The ARIS program anticipates that NASA will be able to provide scheduling opportunities for the four U.S. host organizations during the January 2026 through June 2026 time period. It's always good to get those things done while the school is in session. They're now at work starting to implement their 4 to 6 month education plan, which was outlined in their proposal. These STEAM-based educational activities help prepare students for their contact as well as create an ongoing exploration and interest in aerospace and amateur radio topics. They are also completing an acceptable equipment plan that demonstrates their ability to execute the ham radio contact. Once their equipment plan is approved by ARIS, the final selection of schools and organizations will be scheduled as their availability and flexibility match up with the scheduling opportunities offered by NASA. The schools and host organizations are... Okay, we've got the ASU STEM Preparatory Academy in Mesa, Arizona. Con Magnet Elementary School in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Center for Creativity, Innovation, and Discovery in Providence, Utah. And Ecoterium in Worcester, Massachusetts.
CL-123.
The primary goal of the ARIS program is to engage young people in science, technology, engineering, arts, and math, or STEAM, activities, and raise their awareness of space communications, radio communications, space exploration, and related areas of study and career possibilities. And ANS thanks ARIS for that information. This is Marty, WV5Y, with the Houston AmSatNet. Okay, we're right here at the bottom of the hour, so we're going to take a quick standby and see if we have any more check-ins. So any other check-ins to the Houston AmSatNet, come now. Antennas? Well, you can purchase M2 LEO packs from the AMSAT store, and when you purchase through AMSAT, a portion of the proceeds goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And they actually work out a little bit of a discount for you also at the same time. So you can go to amsat.org/product-category/hardware. Review of the Future Geo Workshop 2025 in Bochum. On September the 19th, 2025, the Future Geo Workshop took place under the radome of the Bochum Observatory, organized by AMSAT-DL, that's AMSAT Germany, with the support of ESA. The event brought together international experts, representatives of amateur radio organizations, and dedicated radio amateurs who had previously declared their active participation in an appeal and submitted corresponding proposals. In the spring, AMSAT-DL had invited potential interested parties as part of an RFEI. The aim was to build on the experience gained with QO-100, which is the current geostationary satellite that's up over Europe and Middle East, and to jointly define the first concrete mission ideas for a future amateur radio payload in geostationary orbit. Workshop was held as a hybrid event. The group was made up of one half who were present on site and the other half who took part online via Zoom. Andrew Glassbrenner, KO4MA, AMSAT VP of Operations, represented AMSAT USA at the meeting. The purpose of the workshop was to collect, cluster, and prioritize ideas. Okay, they have missions and services. Which communication services and experiments should new GEO payload enable? Payload and antennas, what technical solutions are conceivable? Ground station and operation, how can control and operation be organized? And in the user segment, who should have access and how? In a concluding reflection among the participants, it became clear how much QO100 has revitalized and enriched the amateur radio community. Affordable entry into microwave communication with low-cost SDRs and LNBs, development of open-source software such as DVB-S2 encoders and decoders, educational projects from schools, school contacts with Antarctica, and other events. Participants hope that radio amateurs can be even more involved in the construction of the hardware of a future GEO with appropriate personnel contribution, transparency, and participation than was possible with QO100 due to NDAs with the manufacturers and owners of the parent satellite. The next steps are clear. The mission ideas developed in the workshop will be further concretized and should be available by the end of 2025 in the form of 1 to 3 consolidated mission concepts that are both technically exciting and attractive to the international amateur radio community and must also be technically feasible. Okay, we want to thank AMSAT-DL for that information. And you can read the entire story over there at amsat-dl.org/en/review-future-geo-workshop-2025-in-bocum. And, yeah, like I said, we thank AMSAT-DL for that. It's Marty WV5Y in the Houston AMSAT-Net. Okay, we want to thank Bruce, KK5DO. He makes URLs available, so when he gets those posted, you can go up there and click on the link on the front page of our website, and that's over at amsatnet.com. And there, thanks to Bruce. And he's also, as well as a board of directors member, he is the AMSAT Awards guy. So you can find information on the Houston AMSAT website on how to get awards and certificates for making satellite contacts. And then there's more of that over at AMSAT.org. And you can also find the status of the satellites over at AMSAT.org and the frequencies that they operate. And you can find information about the symposium. And then there's the store where you can even buy those satellite antennas and help keep amateur satellites in space. All right. We've got the standings here. Looks like the lists have been posted for this month. We've got the VUCC and the DXCC satellite standings 2025. And that's the satellite award endorsement change summary for September the 1st, 2025 to October the 1st, 2025. All right, we've got JK2XXK at the top of the list, going from 1,103 contacts to 1,208. HC1AO is going from 1177 to 1185. HB9AOF from 907 to 1016. IK3ITB from 900 to 1000. KQ4DO from 952 to 983. TB8LR from 916 to 919. KS1G from 754 to 768. Okay, we've got LY4AA going from 670 to 729. LA9OP from 632 to 663. WA0JW from 341 to 654. That's quite a few contacts. We've got HP9GWJ from 602 to 631. KO9A from 545 to 547. AB10C from 476 to 479. K3HPA from 400 to 425. N4QWF from 350 to 376. K5WO from 304 to 326. OH3DB from 256 to 300.
DL123.
Okay, then we've got AA6DY, new on the list with 167. JA9OJM going from 128 to 151. WB5TX from 135 to. We've got S21DX, new on the list with 128 contacts. KB6HB, new with 104 contacts. And W5QZ is also new on the list with 102 contacts. And we'll say congratulations to the new VUCC satellite holders. Okay, and let's see. We've got S21DX is the first VUCC satellite holder from NL51. And then the new folks were AA6DY with 167, S21DX with 128, KM6HB with 104, and W5QZ with 102. All right, now we've got the second list. This is the DXCC satellite standings for October 2025. So this is DXCC, so this is number of countries worked. So DXC Satellite Award Endorsement Change Summary. Again, this is from September the 1st, 2025 to October the 1st, 2025. All right, number one on the list, we've got OE9V going from 215 countries worked by satellite to 217 countries worked by satellite. All right, then we've got HP9RYZ from 164 to 166, LA6OP from 154 to 159, HP9GWJ from 143 to 150, G4BWP from 110 to 134, F6EXV, new on the list with 114. I4DOR from 109 to 113. And US0SY, new with 101. 9A1CAL, new with 100. And KQ4DO, new with 100 countries worked. So we want to say congratulations to those new DXCC satellite holders, and they were F6EXV, US0SY, 9A1CAL, and KQ4DO. And 9A1CAL is the first DXCC satellite holder from Croatia and GRID JN86. I want to say thanks to John Goering, N7AZ, for giving us that information for those lists there. Okay, this is Marty, WV5YM, Houston AmSatNet. We're not done with the list yet. We've got one more, and that would be the Gridmaster Map Satellite Top 100 Rovers, the October 2025 rankings. The October 2025 rankings for the top 100 rovers being mixed low Earth orbit, medium Earth orbit, and geostationary and satellite communications as determined by @GridmasterMap on X has been released. The ranking is determined by the number of grids and DXCC entities activated, taking into account only those grids where minimum number of QSOs logged on the gridmaster.fr website have been validated by a third party. Satellite operators are encouraged to upload their logbook of the world satellite contacts to gridmaster.fr in order to provide more accurate data. Start with the top 25, and in position number one, we've got ND9M. Congratulations. Okay, in second place, we've got NJ7H, then UT1FG, JA9KRO, N5UC, F5VMJ, DL6AP, DP0POL, OE3 SEU, WI7P, K5ZM, WY7AA, HA3FOK, LU5ILA, N6UA, W5PFG, N9IP, BL2GRC, AK8CW, and N4AKV, AD0DX, and there's Mitch and AD0HJ in position number 22. We've got NB0C, BA1PK, and WB9EWK, mounting out the first 25. All right, now we've got KX9X, DJ8MS, KG5CCI, ON4AUC. We've got M5BO, KABL, KE4AL, PA3TAN, F4BKV, KB5FHK, AC0RA, JO2ASQ, VA3BGR, KI0KB, VE3HLS, KI7UNJ, LA9XTA, HJ5LVR, BG7QIW, DF2ET. Alright, we've got N7AGF, JL3RNZ, VK5DG, we've got K7TAB, and then in position 50, XE3DX. For the last half, we've got KE0PBR, KE0WPA, JK2XXK, EA4MF, PR8KW, XE1ET, EB1AO, W7WGC, LU4JVE, N6DNM, SM3NRY, F4DXV, KI7QEX, QEK, sorry, W8LR, W1AW in position 65, and then AA5PK to Patrick in 66. Okay, we got WB5GRW, VE1CJW, CWJ, sorry, KE9AJ, M1BDB, AD7DB, HB9GWJ, SP5XSD, DL4EA, and N8RO.
This is the W5BSA repeater.
All right, and in the last quarter here, we've got KM4LAO, VA7LM, VE7PTN, W4UFO, N6UTC, there's NDOF, he's in position number 80. We've got PT2AP, AA8CH, VE1VLX, FG8OJ, PT9BM, YU0W, KI7UXT, KJ7NBY, AF5CC, KB2YSI, VE3GOP, K0FFY, JM1CAX, PS8PBR, BI1MHK, WA8MTB, DK9JC, WA9JBQ, N4DCW, and KG4AKV. Okay, we want to say thanks to Mitch Ehrensdorf, AD0HJ, ANS Rotating Editor, and at Gridmaster Map for the list and for that information.
DL-123.
Hey, do you want to fly the colors on your own grid expedition? You can get your AMSAC car flag and other neat stuff from our Zazzle store. And when you do, 25% of the purchase price of each product goes towards keeping amateur radio in space. And the URL, of course, is www.zazzle.com/AMSAT_gear. Okay, we're down to changes to AMSAT MA TLE distribution for October 3rd, 2025. Two lineups he's often referred to as Keplerian for KEPS in the amateur community are the inputs to the SGP-4 standard mathematical model of spacecraft orbits used by most amateur tracking programs. Weekly updates are completely adequate for most amateur satellites, and TLE bulletin files are updated daily in the first hour of the UTC day. New bulletin files will be posted immediately after reliable elements become available for new amateur satellites. Okay, you can find more information over on www.amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. And it looks like Celeste Track has finally quit giving out those KLEs, the KEP files. So we've got to get them from AMSAT, no problem. You can get the TLE daily file, the TLEdaily.txt from the AMSAT website. And that will give you an updated AMSAT KEPS file, no problem there, that you can download into your program, especially if you're using an older one like Nova for Windows, or if you're using PC SAT 32 or SAT PC 32. Okay. You can find more info, let's see once again, about Keplerian files. They're at amsat.org/Keplerian-elements-resources. But there are no deletions or additions to the AMSAT TLE distribution for this week. So we want to thank Joe Fitzgerald, KM1P, AMSAT Orbital Elements Manager, for that information. Amateurs and others around the world may listen in on contacts between amateurs operating in schools and allowing students to interact with astronauts and cosmonauts aboard the International Space Station. the downlink frequency on which to listen in to the conversations between the students and the astronauts. It all happens on 145.800 megahertz worldwide. Okay, let's see. This contact has already happened. It was the Patterson Peak Tech High School in Patterson Public Schools, Patterson, New Jersey. They had a contact direct via W2NPT, the ISS call sign, NA1SS, the crew member, Kamaya Kui, KG5BPH, the ES mentor, AB1OC, the contact, Monday, October the 6th, 2025, at 1424-46 UTC. The Namibia Scientific Society in Windhoek, Namibia, had telebridge via ON4ISS, ISS call sign scheduled to be OR4ISS. Crew member, Kamaya Kui, KG5BPH, the ES mentor, KA3HDO, and the contact is a go on Thursday, October the 9th, 2025, at 10:37:18 UTC. Then a couple more completed contacts was the Pobeda Schools in Aznakovsky District of the Republic of Tatarstan, Russia. They had a contact direct via RC4P with RS0ISS, the crew member Sergei Rykinov, and the ARIS mentor was RV3DR. Contact was successful on October the 1st, 2025, Wednesday at 1:10:45 UTC. The Instituto Politécnico Nacional Planetario Luis Enrico Ero, Mexico City, Gustavo A. Madero, Mexico, had a contact direct via XE2L with NA1SS and Zena Cardman, KJ5CMN. The ES mentor was VE3TBD. The contact was successful Wednesday, October the 1st, 2025 at 1640-40 UTC. Crossband repeater continues to be active on the ISS. It's on 145.990 MHz. Up with a PL tone of 57 that you transmit with. And then you listen on 437.800 MHz. That's the downlink. And if any crew member is so inclined, all they have to do is pick up the mic, and they can just raise the volume up and talk on the crossband repeater. So give a listen. You just never know. You might end up talking to one of the astronauts. And then the packet system on ISS is also active. It's on 145.825 MHz up and down. As always, if there's an EVA, a docking or an undocking, the ARIS radios are turned off as part of the safety protocol, and all the times we list are approximate, so it's recommended you do your own orbital predictions or start listening about 10 minutes before the times we list. And then you can find the latest information on the operation mode for the ISS. It's at www.aris.org/current-status-of-iss-stations.html, and the latest list of frequencies in use on ISS is at aris.org/contact-v-iss.html. Okay, we want to thank Charlie Safana, AJ9N, one of the ARIS Operation team mentors, for that information. And let's see, as far as the AMSAT ambassador activities coming up, on October the 11th is the North Star Radio Convention at the Hennepin Technical College, 9000 Brooklyn Boulevard in Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, 55445. And you can go to northstarradio.org for info. And you should see Mitch, 80HJ there, with the AMSAT booth. Okay, then the AMSAT Board of Directors meeting and the 43rd Annual AMSAT Space Symposium and Annual General Meeting is October the 16th, 17th, 18th, and 19th at the Holiday Inn and Suites Phoenix Airport North at 1515 North 44th Street, Phoenix, Arizona, 85008. And you can find details at www.amsat.org/2025-symposium. And we want to thank Bo Lowry, W4FCL, the director of the AMSAT Ambassador Program, for that information. Okay, this is Marty, WV5Y, and the Houston AMSAT Net. Okay, a couple of real quick topics here. YD0NXX/N5SSN, Amateur Radio Organization of Indonesia, reports September 28, 2025 was the 10th anniversary of IO86 or Indonesia Oscar 86 satellite. This 10 years of almost problem-free satellite is beyond imagination, as the service year was designed for only 2 years. Currently, the FM voice repeater payload is still working good, only the Apparatus digipeater is showing reduced sensitivity. The same digipeater box, the Tracker 2, that was purchased at the same time in 2008, currently on my bench, is also showing the same symptom. Hopefully we can have another 10 years of service from this satellite. And that comes from San Soyono Adisomarta, YD0NXX N5SSNN. And then finally, the M-Squared Satellite System Sales Manager, Robert Brown, KR70, reports that LeoPak antenna systems are back in stock and once again available in the AMSAT stores. Despite the factory working nearly around the clock, the LeoPak had been out of stock for several months due to a sudden increase in commercial and government orders. The good news is, at this time, there is no price increase. And we will thank M-Squared Antenna System Sales Manager Robert Brown, KR70, for that update. Okay, you can join AMSAT today by going to launch.amsat.org. And in addition to regular membership, AMSAT offers membership to societies, which is a recognized group, club, or organization. Primary and secondary school students are eligible for membership at 1/2 the standard yearly rate. Post-secondary school students enrolled in at least half-time status shall be eligible for the student rate for a maximum of 6 post-secondary years in the status. And your memberships are available for annual and lifetime terms. You can contact info@amsat.org for additional membership information. 73, and to help keep amateur radio in space, that's from this week's ANS editor, Frank Kanauskas, N1UW. That's f.karnauskas@amsat.org. Okay, we hope everybody enjoyed this week's version of the Houston AMSAT Net. Stay safe out there. Keep playing with those radios, making lots of satellite contacts. Look forward to catching everybody next week. So from Andy, W5ACM, Bruce, KK5DO, up there in Roman Forest, myself, Marty, WV5Y in Northwest Houston, we say 7-3 for this week from the Houston AMSAT Net.